This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and we're really excited to have him back on the show because some exciting news has happened for the company a couple days ago. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. Well, they used to be on the pink sheets. Now they are uplisted on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Very glad to be here.
Congratulations on the uplisting.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was time to do it. Your listeners, of course, know that there's different levels of listing in the and so we were classified as pink sheets. When we first started, we were on the bulletin board, but then that evaporated, and everybody fell down to the pink sheets, and so now we're at OTCQB. Eventually, we'll go to NASDAQ, but at the moment we're happy to be at QB.
Well, you know, bring my listeners up to speed. What's the difference being on the pink and then being on the OTCQB? There's a lot of criteria that you need to meet to be on the OTCQB. What is that criteria?
Yeah, well, the main thing is you have to be fully reporting, and you have to do your books by the SEC and international rules. The pink sheet companies are different from the QB companies. I mean, there are some very good pink sheet companies, but an awful lot of them are, not good companies. They're not fully reporting, so the investors don't know what they're getting, and the and some of them, you don't know. They could be losing.
They can make up any numbers they want to. There's nobody out there legislating that what they're saying is absolutely true.
Yeah, they could be losing money. They could have high debt. They could be
being fully reported. What does that cost you a year to have a certified accountant to do that? That's registered either with the SEC or FINRA.
Well, the full package versus being a private company is about $100,000 a year expenses. Of course, only 12,000 of that goes to the OTC markets.
Right. But to have fully reporting reports come out every quarter, that's pretty expensive, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. As I say, we're... if you're careful, you can do it for about $100,000 a year. You got to have the lawyer, pay the auditor. You have to retrain your bookkeeping staff to do it the right way. So,
well, I want to change gears here just for a second, Bob. You know, the first two quarters sales were up 777%. So, congratulations on that. And I bring that up to bring this reason: we know that you do a lot above the sea with the drones and everything, but recently you put out a press release with the Quasi technology that you're going to start doing some things underneath the water with some kind of robot sensor system. I am all ears. Explain.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's really fantastic. You got to go to their website and look at their videos. There's so many places where people have to know what's going on under the water. We'll be selling them both for tourists and for industrial use. The reservoirs, they have to be inspected several times a year to make sure that the dam isn't cracking or there's nobody's dumping stuff into their water. The major seaport harbors all around the world, they need to know what's down there. Some of the big containers may have fallen off the ships and be stacked up, and you're going to rent a hole in incoming shipping. You have to get under the water to see what's under the water, And this is just a beautiful little submarine. It looks like a drone, but it's or maybe it looks a little like a manta ray, and it just swims through the water. And the way it comes for most users, of course, is just with a nice, beautiful camera. But the but we're going to be instrumenting them with radiation and chemical sensors and biological samplers, so that people can tell exactly what's going on under the water. And this is good for lakes and water sources that people are drinking from as well.
Last time we were on the show, we talked a little bit about MIFTEC, about the infusion power. Anything late on that?
I don't think there's any breaking news on that. We're helping to support them while they build their final unit, which they'll be testing and marketing in probably a year and a half, 2 years from now. So it is exciting times. It's very exciting times.
You know, you, like we said earlier, you uplisted it to the OTCQB by this uplifting, if you will. What's the potential for investors? How does that affect them?
Good question. It makes a big difference. Most of the big potential investors, investment funds, hedge funds, insurance companies, family offices, retirement funds, they have strict rules that prohibit the traders from buying any pink list companies. And it's sort of surprising because, you know, they hire these guys because they're great stock pickers. And
yep.
But why do they put this restriction? Because they're human beings, and any trader could be potentially seduced by some amazing claims that a pink list company offers them, and then they could invest in a stock that's very risky or even worthless and lose your retirement fund. So there's strict rules against buying pink list for a lot of these companies.
Bob, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Watch this space. We've got some exciting products and exciting investments and that are coming up, and please keep your eye on us.
My guest today has been Bob Goldstein, CEO, President, and Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp, trading on the OTCQB market. You can find them under the ticker symbol UCLE, trading around 90 to 95 cents a share. Pretty undervalued in my aspect, comparing that their sales were up 777% on the first two quarters. Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm out there rooting for you guys. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.